let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light, a shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And tonight is an exciting night because they're having the Tony Awards, and I was really getting excited about the new people on Broadway that we're producing. I think it's wonderful to have those award shows. I really enjoy them. And here we are in June. It's June 10th. And guess what? This is the week that we go into summer. Actually, we go in on the 21st, so we're on our way to having a new moon and the summer solstice. And I think that's always an exciting time. You may find that life is going a little bit fast right now. And you may find also that
The most wonderful thing is that there's been a lot of change. Have you noticed how maybe some of your technology is changing and you may have to upgrade your iPad or your iPhone or something like that? Because it seems to me that this has been a crazy time as well. It's been very fast-paced since Easter and since the beginning of April. And I wonder if some of you have felt that as well. I'm sure you have a lot of questions. We're coming into two eclipses, and you're probably wondering what's going to happen to you this summer. So I'm here to take your questions. And my guest tonight is Sharon White, and she's recognized internationally as a name expert, and she can determine one's strength, challenges, and the purpose of one's life by deciphering a person's name. Sharon created Nemeology Science, the science of the placement of the letters of the name, after 15 years of research, followed by 3 years of testing her own theories in over 70 countries, including Russia, India, and China. She then continued to develop how to interpret names over the next 17 years, which is why Nemeology Science is so accurate, very accurate today. She wanted to see if her mythology held true in different languages, and indeed, it does. The greatest gift that came from developing Nemeology was being able to see all the people as one, as our basic desires remain the same, regardless of who, where we are, where we're living, what culture we're experiencing. It's so interesting. Over the years, she has been able to support thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. Today, she assists HR departments of different businesses in narrowing down the candidates to be interviewed, assists lawyers and how to do different business things with by your name. Also, couples and families learn how to get on better and to communicate with each other. She creates names for new businesses, new products, and when people wish to change their names, she does that too. You know, I made a tea earlier this year, it was in January, and I asked her if I should call it a healing tea or elixir tea, and she said elixir right away, which is what I had felt. And I thought that was so interesting that the name does matter. So good evening, Sharon. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Elizabeth. So nice to join you again.
Good. So this is so exciting. We are having some calls come in, and I just have to check. I know we have Kim from California, and we have Aaron from Illinois. So let's start with Aaron. Aaron, good evening. How are you? Can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Right. I'm good. How are you?
Yes, you need to say hello back. Now we have you.
Hello.
Did you have a question for Sharon? That was cute. Do you have a question for Sharon tonight?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Aaron. Erin, do you have a question for Sharon tonight?
I do. I have been kind of feeling depressed and anxious lately and just really not myself, just really in a dark place after graduating college and just feeling honestly terrible. And I'm not really sure what to do or where to move forward. And I'm just wondering if you guys see that passing for me or if I should go and, you know, seek help for it, and where you guys think my next step should be astrologically and intuitively.
Okay, when I'm looking at your name, Erin, it looks to me like September 18th, things will break through. It's like you're trying to go in one direction and your soul is trying to get you to go a little bit in a different direction. And so there's this conflux or congruence of contrast, whatever. And so until you decide to really look at what is opening up for you as you're trying to bulldog your way into one area, to realize how that's what your training is going to take you in a different direction, but use the same training. And I think that there's going to be about 2 to 3 months of this, where am I going? What am I doing? What do I need to do before it all becomes really crystal clear to you on what should step forward. So around September 18th, it's like there's this breakthrough of, oh, now I get it. And then you're off and running.
Okay, great.
Now, Aaron, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Elburn, Illinois?
I have heard of Melbourne, yeah. We live right by there.
Well, that's where you need to be on the 24th and 25th of June. That's when the Holy Mother will be there. Her name is Amma. I can give you a phone number for her program in Elburne, Illinois. It's 630-387-5077. And you can contact me offline, or you can go to her website, which is amma.org, and click on Meeting Amma, and you'll see her calendar. You need to get there because she will lift this from you, and she is the only one who can. So
okay,
I'd love to see
you
go and have
that.
Oh, great. And look for the fall equinox. So during the summertime, make some plans, visualize where you would like to be, and know that you can glide through any kind of opposition or competition around you. What did you get your degree in?
Nursing.
Okay, you're going to be fine. Put me in my right place. And I feel that down the road, you're going to even be going into some kind of special nursing. So there's good things there for you. Don't push them away with fear. Just be happy that you have the degree, even if you have to do something different this summer. Just keep working at it. Keep seeing people and sending out your resume and network more. Go see doctors and doctor's offices and ask if they can help you. You will have a breakthrough.
Okay.
Thank you for calling us to find out.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that was very interesting. And you saw a lot. How did you get that date? That was wonderful.
I just translate all the letters into numbers.
And the thing is that it's right on the money astrologically, because we're going through four eclipses this summer, and then we're going into the equinox. And of course, that's just before the equinox, the fall equinox. That's great. We have Kim from California. Kim, are you there?
Yes. Hi, I'm here.
And it's Kim Sharon. Okay? Yes. It's Kim Sharon, K-I-M.
And
you have
a
question?
Can I have the first letter of her last name, Kim?
Oh, my first letter of my last name is M.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead with your question.
Well, I just walked through my ceremony with my doctorate in May. Now I have to, before July, finish writing my dissertation and then defend it. Mm-hmm. And I know it's just energy, but I was calling to ask, do you see any energy or anything that could help me just move through it? I know some of this is procrastination and fear, because I only have like about a month to complete this all.
And then where are you in California, Kim?
Oh, okay. I'm in the San Joaquin Valley.
What is that? Is that near LA?
No, that's... it's like Modesto, Tracy.
Get in the car.
Turlock.
Drive to LA. Go to the Hilton at the airport and be with Mother for 2 days. She's going to be there Tuesday through Thursday in LA. And then I want you to sit and I want you to meditate and ask her to open up your direction and to help you with your dissertation. And you won't believe what will happen. It'll
is
be
Hilton
wonderful.
Airport?
Hilton at the airport. You can click on Los Angeles.
Went to see her years ago, and I actually saw her about 20-something years ago.
Well, get back to her. Hilton Los Angeles Airport is where she's going to be.
Hilton Los Angeles.
And she
Kim,
will help you.
When do you have to present this? When do you have to present
probably
this?
Sometime in July. Probably near the end of July or the early August.
Okay, I'm just feeling like none of those are good days, that you really want to have this done by the middle of July, like say the 18th, 19th, or 20th. When I'm looking and I keep repeating the numbers in your name and seeing where they're falling on the calendar, I just think you want to get it done prior, because if not, it's like things aren't going to go well or something.
And I can tell you why. I can tell you why, Sharon. Mercury retrograde is on July 25th. That's why.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
So we're trying to get it done then before that. But I kept thinking 18th, 19th, 20th. And I also see that you're going to have really spurts this month where you can just sit and write for like 5 days straight. And then it's like days that you're just going to say, oh my God, I couldn't touch a pen if my life depended on it.
So what is the subject matter?
What I do is I write, I travel the country. I write about African American. Can you hear
me? Are you there? I think we lost her.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, no, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
She
has great letters, but every time the M comes around, you know, like when I'm rotating the letters, it's like she gets this burst, but then she gets this like wipeout the next time it comes around. And so she's got to take advantage of the bursts.
And the other thing that I pick up with her energetically is that she's very afraid of rejection. So there's something where she isn't telling herself how she's bountiful, beautiful, and blissful. And maybe she can practice, I am bountiful, I am blissful, and I'm beautiful. And it's all going to work. Let's hope that she does get to the Hilton in Los Angeles to be with Amma. We have another call coming in. We both love Amma, right?
I was just going to say her meditation technique is incredible. To be able to learn that while you're there.
I know. It is. The I am meditation. We have Christina from Connecticut. Hi, Christina from Connecticut. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Are you there, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
What message would you give Christina? T. Her last name begins with a T. Do you have any kind of a message you could give to her?
He is there.
Is she on right now?
Yeah, you just got to give
me a bell. Yes, I am here.
Okay, did you have a specific question, Christina?
I'm a little bit concerned about my career and also my relationships. So whatever
You're asking about your name.
That's all right. A lot of it's in there. Is it a C-H or a K?
It's a C-R-I. No H, no K. C, as in
thank
Charlie.
You. Got it. Okay, thank you. Okay, so what it says about career is that you need to do something around people, and there's two things that are holding you up, okay, that it's like, everything will open up once you can address two things. And the first thing is sometimes you get stubborn and get in your own way. It's good to be persistent to get through things and to make things happen. But watch when that persistence becomes stubbornness when you're getting in your own way. So make it okay to listen to others and consider what they're saying. You don't have to take it, but just consider it. And the other thing that's getting in the way is that you do better when you're the one in charge. And this summer for you is a time period of following, not leading. And so if you would look at your gifts and talents and say, where can I work for somebody else and learn from them to gain more skills and talents? Because then you can be put right back. And it looks like by your name, like December, where you could be put back into a real leadership role if you're willing to, I don't want to say understudy, but it's like learning from somebody else. It's like you're missing a few skills here and there. And if you could get a job and really take advantage of it and think about it as you're getting paid to go to school, to learn from everybody else around you, then in very short order time, you'd be put in charge of something.
Well, I think I'm doing that as we speak.
Okay, I have a question for you, Christina. I want to know why you're so angry and bitter. Because you're frustrated, and you see, it seems to me that you're angry right now about things not going your way. So if you can transform that by doing some breath work, going inside, I am safe, it's only change. The world supports me, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I think you need to do that and just understand that maybe this frustration that you're feeling is to help you learn how to depend more on the universe.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Sharon, do you agree with that?
I would. I think it's just a little shift in attitude. If you could look at the current situation and say, what can I learn from the people around me? Because you'll be back in a leadership position because that's who you are. And you always kind of form your own leadership position eventually. And I feel like it's opening up. It's just not now. That now is a time to really look around you and say, who can I learn what from? I need to have more skills.
And it's an inner reflection. Inner reflection always opens you up.
Right.
I think it's wonderful that you have the opportunity to do that at this time. This summer is about reorganization. This summer is about cleaning out your closets and your drawers, which is always your insides. And it's about getting realigned with the universe because these eclipses have been powerful. And in July, we're going to have our first Capricorn eclipse. Most of them are now in Aquarius and Leo, but we're going to have our first Capricorn one. And that's going to be a doozy because it opposes Saturn in Capricorn and Cancer. So that's what we're having. You're going to feel softer. You're going to feel more motherly, but you're also going to want to get started and down to hard work. And hard work, Sharon, seems to be difficult for people now. Everybody wants everything to come to them instead of working for it and putting in the hours and the education. Don't you think that's true?
Hold on.
Well, I think it's a great time right now to really reflect and look at what are we doing. I mean, I look at so many people that are calling me, and there seems to be a theme going through their names right now that it's a great summer for reflection. It's a great summer to adjust our journeys and where are we going and do we still want to do that and do we modify it? Do we want to change it? And I think it's a great time to really look at what's important to us and let's put our energies there versus elsewhere.
Yeah,
I agree. And I think that some people are adapting to it in a more difficult way because they're changing careers, but they're not really aware that that's what they're supposed to be doing. And therefore, they just don't know. Well, they don't know what to do. They're confused. And some of it is this opioid stuff that's going on too.
Well, and I think not only are the people changing careers right now or adjusting and modifying, but so many relationships, I'm watching, and it's like so many relationships are ending, and then there are others that are beginning, but it's like, is that the appropriate relationship or not? But it seems like everything is in flux for people, and so it's just every day, breathe, let's see what the universe gives us today, and just keep breathing through it.
And you know what? That can be so joyous. I find that every night I sit and I reflect on what I accomplished during
the
day. And I am so thankful. Even if it's just getting the laundry folded and feeding the birds. But this has been a treadmill. I feel like I'm on roller skates and a skateboard and a roller coaster at the same time. And the summer's going to go very fast, very fast. Just like we had the spring go fast. And you're going to get to the equinox and you're going to say, what happened? Where am I? And then the changes will be there. So embrace it. Embrace it because we're all preparing for 2020. And we're all going to get there and it's going to be fine. We just have to readjust our thinking and go to higher levels. Don't you think, Sharon?
Well, I just think it's take advantage of the situation where you find yourself. I mean, I used to tell myself, bloom where I'm planted. Because as a military wife, I moved all the time. And it was like, okay, I've got to adjust. I've got to learn new computer programs. I've got to learn, you know, how this place or this culture does something.
Yep.
And my motto became, okay, can I manage to bloom where I'm planted? So right now I'm planted here. How do I bloom here?
That's absolutely true. And people don't do that. They want to bring their past and their stuff into where they are now and make everybody else accept it. That doesn't work. And we all are relocated or uprooted because we're supposed to learn about the world. Sharon, look what you've learned. You've been in 7 countries. You must speak languages fluently. And I think it's wonderful that you can communicate as well as you have. It's incredible.
Well, I've lived in 4 countries, but I've visited now 76 countries.
Wow.
So I've traveled extensively. I've been in all 50 states. And I speak just enough of a few languages to get in trouble, is how I look at it.
So are there letters in the name that make people more likable? And are there letters in the name that might show a frustration at some point?
Yes. The letters in a name that make people more likable, if you look at the last letter of the very first name, if the name ends in an A or a Y, those people are just the easiest to like and to get along with. Because everybody else is like, you like me, you don't like me. Oh, well, who cares? Let's go on. You know, it's not really that we don't care, because we can care deeply about other people. But if somebody doesn't like us, it doesn't set us off our game. Where the A's have really worked hard at making themselves likable. And so then if somebody doesn't like them, they say, oh, well, you're lost, because I'm really a very likable person. But they've normally worked so hard at it that they are very likable. And the Y's, if your name ends in a Y, and look at how many parents give their kids nicknames that end in a Y, to really say, I need my child to be more likable and want to please me more. So the ones that end in a Y.
Yeah, because you'll have a Kim and that'll be Kimmy. You'll have a Jim and that'll be Jimmy. You'll have a Scott and that'll be Scotty. That's true.
Right. And they add those Y's, and it's really saying, please become more of a chameleon. Figure out what I need from you and morph and show me those parts of you so that you can get along with everybody and be easier to like. And the Y's just do that naturally. And if you go on a cruise ship, what I've noticed when I was on different cruise ships is the majority of waiters and waitresses all have names that end in an A or a Y, where the rest of the staff that doesn't deal with the passengers very much, they don't have those endings.
Yep. Now, Christina is back with us. I think we had a little bit of a disconnect here, and she'd like to ask you another question. Well, Christina, welcome back to Let's Find Out. I'm so sorry that we had that problem. Can you please ask your question to Sharon?
Sure. You mentioned something about the signs. My birthday is on July 21st, so it's right on the cusp of the summer. And also, you mentioned that I had to learn, and I think I've been applying myself on what you described for the last almost 2 years. And I just wanted to ask if I am on the right path or I have to change once more before getting where I want to go.
And where do you want to go? What's your focus?
Well, I want to go back to a leadership position.
Right. I see that there's still more learning through this summer. And it's because of something or somebody that you're going to be learning from this summer that's going to allow you to go back into leadership. And you've got two chances to do that. You could get that anytime in September. And if you don't get it in September, you could get it anytime in December, because your name says that once you hit 2019, it's like you're rocketing. And so that tells me you're getting what you want and you're taking off. But it's like you need to prove yourself and learn just a little bit more prior to getting there. And once you get there and you get that position, you're going to be so glad that you really took advantage of learning from the people around you this summer.
Yeah, but this summer I'm taking a big vacation and and I'm not going to be around learning on anybody until September maybe. But as I said, I am in the right place now that it's going to spring.
Okay, let me just say something to you, because you are becoming static here again. I just want to say that you have to let go of forcing it. I want it now.
Okay.
I want it now. That's what I'm hearing. I want you to relax and do some meditation. I don't know if you meditate or not, but if you don't, it's probably time to begin. And I think you have wonderful, beautiful talents ahead of you. And like Sharon, I see fabulous success for you, but it is a ways away. So see if you can flow a little bit more instead of push. I think that's what I mean. What do you think, Sharon?
Yeah, it's like you need to be grateful for where you are, because you're still in a learning stage. And it's only from you actively going about wanting to learn from the people around you that gets the attention of the ones that are then going to create this other job for you. And so that's why it's like an attitudinal shift. It's like, hey, I've got a very short time left, only a couple of months left before I'm going to be put in charge. And so I need to make sure I know everything I possibly can from all these people I'm currently working with. And if you look at it that way, then it's not a chore to have to keep learning. It's not a put down that you're still not in charge. It's like, hey, I'm on my last final months of learning. And when I get this down, then I get my reward. And if you can look at it that way, then you'll really take advantage of this summer and the people around you, and you'll be grateful that you did.
And not only that, it will be easier. Life will be easier. You won't have the stress. And you can feel some joy and happiness in that process, because it's all a process. So, Christina, thank you for calling Let's Find Out. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. We have Sharon with us tonight, my nemiology expert. And we are going to go into break, and we will be back with you after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 11th through June 17th, 2018. This week, two opposite sides of the coin meet. The favorable opportunities are crossed by a square and an opposition. The moon is in practical Taurus all day Monday. This supports your efforts to produce something you can point out at and say, I completed this project, and that's an achievement. On Tuesday, mental Mercury moves into emotional Cancer until the end of the month. Your communications may be driven by emotions rather than thinking things through. Meditate and take a moment to make sure that your head and heart are working together in the coming weeks. Small projects around the home and family matters are supported. The new Gemini moon on Wednesday, June 13th, brings lightness and love. It's time to open to some great new ideas. So drive somewhere different, or drive in a different way to work than usual. Meet new people. Change your MO. Try to have the status quo a little bit exciting for you. This annual Gemini new moon is also a supermoon and more fun-filled than most. The focus is making new connections, buying locally, and upgrading your personal technology. Talkative Mercury is in general harmony with eccentric Uranus, so you benefit by stepping a little bit out of your comfort zone. Relationship planet Venus moves into heart-opening Leo until July 9th, bringing out your creative passions in the weeks ahead. And know that this is not a bashful combination. It's fulfilling to share on a heart level. Make a movie or put on a show. There is a grand water trine, which means triple harmony, in the sky now. Expansive Jupiter is in harmony with spiritual Neptune, and both are in harmony with our galaxy's strategic planner, Pallas Athena. Remember, life can be playful, self-indulgent, romantic, and dramatic. Because creativity and playful enthusiasm will be running high this month, it's a great time to party or to run off to a sunny, warm, and popular resort. Make a plan to bring spiritual vision into the world. And this trine in water, in the elements of Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer, advise you to make sure that your emotions are tuned in with your visionary ideas. Thursday, June 14th, could bring some surprising upsets to your social relationship or finances. Keep a low profile on Thursday evening, as there are minor challenges between value systems. There is simply no sense fighting over unimportant or petty issues. Just don't waste the energy. On Friday, practice setting up some healthy boundaries for yourself, and be sure to let others know about them. The moon moves into Leo on Saturday for a fun day and remains there through Sunday, Father's Day. This is a big-hearted Leo moon and showers love on everybody. Enjoy the day. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Next week, we'll be joined by Mark Donich, the famed astrologer, who will help guide me with our weekly cosmic tip. And now let's get back to the program Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest tonight, Sharon Weith.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived.
I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together 3 books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, and what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the 7 energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these 3 books. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry. But he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arms.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes.
And that was Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters from years ago singing A, You're Adorable. And I think I will always love that song. Tonight, my guest is Sharon, my anemologist, and of course, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And if you want to call in to ask a question for the show, let me get down to the number. The number is, give me a second here, 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Sharon, while we're talking about communication and reaching each other, let's know how to reach you.
It's really easy. You can go to knowthename.com, the website, or write me at namology@gmail.com. And name is spelled the Latin spelling. So it's N like Nancy, E like Edward, I like Indigo, M like Mary, and then ology, O-L-O-G-Y, @gmail.com.
And explain to them what kind of readings that you give.
I look at, first of all, why we have the mom that we have and why we had the dad that we have and what we learned from them and why they were our parents. What was the benefits, you know, and what we got from them that we wouldn't have gotten had we not had them as parents. And how did they really support us, you know, both subtly and overtly. And then I go into what is the life purpose and where we are now in the life. And I'm answering questions that anybody has, because so many of the answers sit there and rest in the name. And so I answer questions, and then we talk about other people in the life that maybe you want to improve a relationship with and what needs to shift for you to be able to do that.
And you know what happened? I had somebody call me the other day, and I do this vibrationally, but I think you're better than I am. She was asking me three different companies where she was trying to get a new job, and she gave me their names, and I gave her the vibration, and she did get the job. And I bet you could do that. I bet you could help people with their choices, couldn't you?
Of course, because you can compare two names, and you can see which of the companies that she would fit with better or have less friction at you know, it'd be more harmonious and that she'd be appreciated more. So
well, I think it's wonderful because Sharon, I want everybody to know that Sharon is very reachable and that she gets back at you right away. She doesn't make you wait a week. We do have a caller, Karen D. from New York. Hello, Karen, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Do you have a question for Sharon?
Yes. Actually, my mother insisted my name was Karen Sue, and she made people call me that my whole life, and so then I started writing them together, but the thing is, the name appears separately on my birth certificate, so it's Karen Sue, as Susan looks like a middle name, and pure numerologists say that means my first name really is Karen. So yeah, I was wondering what you thought, and what do these names mean, or what insight do you have about them?
Okay, I just need at least the first letter of your last name, please.
D.
Thank you. I need to be able to drop your names into something. Okay? So,
sure,
so
thank you.
It's better for you if they're separated because it helps your memory and it helps your organizational skills. Okay? And when you put them together as one name, it means that you can put your hands on everything, but nobody else can figure out your system. And you've got it somewhere back there in the brain, but can you always get it when you want it? It's not really there. But as you separate the names, it means that your memory is very keen and you just naturally remember everything and the minutia about everything. So my suggestion would be keep them separated because you're still hearing them, but it really enhances you in being grounded and your practicality and your memory and your organization. Okay? So your name means that you're here to learn how to be a leader where when you lead, everybody wins, that you have fairness issues. You can stand up for others because you want the world to be fair, but you find it harder. Sometimes you choke when it comes to standing up for yourself, that you really want the truth, that, you know, you don't necessarily want to give somebody a second chance once they've lied to you once. It's kind of like you always keep that in the back of your mind, that you can see things from other people's points of view. Even you can disagree with them, but you can still see it from their point of view. It says that you have a nice rebellious spirit, don't like to be told what to do, and much rather be asked, but are very observant and have a great sense of humor, and you can learn anything that you put your mind to.
Wow. And this is based on Karen?
That's terrific.
No, this is based on Karen Sue being dropped into the last letter of D.
And that's great, Karen. When is your birthday, Karen?
March 29th.
Okay, so you're an Aries. And that gives you the leadership, too. It gives you the boss, although I'm going to say you probably like to work alone and be your own boss because you don't like to be told what to do. But I know that the brilliance is there, and I know that you are going to be in for some wonderful surprises because Uranus just left your sign, and now you can literally start to build. Start it on this new moon on Tuesday. Sit down and write what you want to build. And how you see that coming, whatever your subject matter is, and then visualize the outcome. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. Just visualize yourself doing it. And this is a wonderful start because now that Uranus is in Taurus, it will bring you forward and it will also help you financially.
Wow.
So that's good.
Yes, it just sounds wonderful.
Well,
sounds
thank
good.
You. You know, we all have to do the work, Sharon, don't you think? I think you have to do the meditations and the projections, especially now, because not only is there a lot of competition, but there's a lot of misinformation coming out. And people are listening maybe to the wrong people and getting confused. And, of course, we do have the opioid crisis. This is very serious. And I know how to get off of opioids in 24 hours, and that's meditate and start following your inner self. What do you think, Sharon?
Well, I think it's a very challenging time period because there's so much fake news and so much emotional news and so much that one thing one day and the next day and more keeps getting revealed. And it's really hard to know who to believe and who not to believe because we've been lied to for so long. So our foundation is cracked.
And well, we just have to go within, and we'll always know the truth when we go within.
Right, and I just look at it and I think, you know, why put our focus on politics and on things that right now we can't do a lot about and instead put our focus on our own desires and building our relationships with the people around us and keep our thoughts very local. And I think that helps people, especially during this great time of change.
I do too. And we're going to have more and more change as we go towards 2020. So strengthen your intuition, strengthen your soul, strengthen your connection to the invisible forces and your invisible teachers, and you can't go wrong. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And you'll be on next month, the second Sunday, and that's what we're doing. We're having you on. And again, why don't you give your email so people know how to get you offline?
Okay, it is at namology@gmail.com, and you spell name by the Latin spelling, which is N-E-I-M, then O-L-O-G-Y @gmail.com, or knowthename.com is the website.
Well, thank you for joining us, Sharon, and we'll
always
speak to
pleasure.
You next month. And this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Next week, we have Mark Dodich, the famed astrologer, on, and he's going to talk to us about the summer solstice and what's coming with the eclipses and what's ahead through the fall equinox. It's a very interesting show, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy listening to it. Tonight, we're going to go into a meditation. I picked a special song by William Vitalis tonight. It's called The New Rule. Since everything is new and we're leaving the past behind and we've left all kinds of things behind this year, let's listen to The New Rule. Then the meditation is from Ascension, Melding into the Light. And we end with Shulman entering the unknown. And it's quite a beautiful, long music passage, and you will love it. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening, and good night.
It's the old rule that drunks have to argue and get into fights. A lover is just as bad, he falls in a hole. But down in that hole he finds something shining worth more than any amount of money or power. Last night the moon came down, dropping her clothes in the street. I took it as a sign to start singing, falling up into a bowl of sky. The bowl breaks, everywhere is falling, everywhere, nothing else to do. Here's the new rule. Sign to start singing, falling up into a bowl of sky. The bowl breaks, everywhere is falling, everywhere, nothing else to do. Here's the new rule. And fall towards the glass blower's breath.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation.
This meditation comes from Elizabeth Joyce's best-selling book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension.
Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.